This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been a pretty rough year for the Latino community in Austin. Latinos have accounted for more than half of the area's 26,000 coronavirus cases and half of the COVID-19 deaths in Travis County. This summer, Latinos lost several longtime pillars of the community. Manuel Cowboy Donley, Ramon Galindo, Lois Villaseñor. And just this month, two more giants died. Lifelong Austinites whose lives stretched far beyond their East Austin roots, Rosalio Rabbit Duran and San Juan Johnny Limon. Duran helmed Rabbit's Lounge at 6th and Chicon for more than 40 years. He told the University of Texas Voces Oral History Project, quote, "Everyone was welcome and everyone was treated right." Jose Velasquez is a fourth-generation Austinite.
It's the spot that everybody went to, whether you wanted to be around politicals or you wanted to be around blue-collar Joes. You just wanted to go listen to some good Tejano music and drink the coldest beer in Austin. That was the spot.
Velasquez has known Duran his entire life. He was godfather to Jose's older brother. But it was when Velasquez launched Hermanos de East Austin, a community organization focused on the promotion and advancement of the people and culture of East Austin, that the two bonded. Duran made Rabbit's Lounge available for community events that Jose organized, things like voter registration drives and backpack and school supply drives.
There was never any drama. There was never people getting loud. It was everybody there was family, and everybody there knew each other. And even when new people came in, they were greeted as family.
The lounge was also a favorite spot to an emergence of Chicano politics in Austin, known as the Brown Machine. Richard Moya, the first Mexican-American elected as Travis County Commissioner, John Trevino Jr., the first Mexican-American elected to the Austin City Council, State Senator and Representative Gonzalo Barrientos, and others like Gus Garcia, the first Mexican-American elected to the Austin Independent School Board and later Mayor of Austin. Paul Saldana, another fourth-generation Austinite and Garcia's chief of staff, says Rabbit's Lounge was a home base of this Chicano political movement.
What they all have in common is Rabbit. Rabbit was the one who would encourage everybody. He would offer up his business and his bar.
The Limon, Duran, Saldana, and Velasquez families are just some of the Latinos who have called Austin home for at least a century. And back then, the city was smaller, so the bonds between these families run deep. He says Duran was very popular because he had a great sense of humor.
And same thing with Johnny and Lois. They had just sort of natural magnetism about them. And it was because it was always about the community. And people knew that they were there to serve the community. It was never about them. They were very humble. All of them very, very humble.
Velasquez says Uncle Johnny, as he was known to so many in the city, represented the best parts of East Austin. He navigated seamlessly between family, politics, and volunteerism. Lonnie Limon is one of Johnny's nephews. He says he knew just how busy his uncle was because he always seemed to be headed off to a different meeting.
But I don't think any of us could have understood the depth of just how many organizations or causes he was behind. And it was tireless and selfless.
Johnny Limon was a man who lost himself in service, whether it was delivering food for Meals on Wheels for more than 20 years, fighting to protect the environment that the Latinos in Austin grew up in, or advocating for the promotion of Tejano music.
If someone said, oh, well, you know, it's mostly older people that listen to it, or, oh, it's mostly, you know, unique to San Antonio, but we're the live music capital of the world, so let's promote the heritage and history of it and let people learn about it.
Lonnie says Johnny was so passionate about promoting Tejano music because it wasn't just about the accordions and the bajos sextos. He wanted to make sure the music and the culture got the voice it deserved in the city.
And I think that's where his real passion was, in making sure that the culture of Tejanos was not forgotten, and that it was not only not forgotten, but that it was promoted, that it was something that people said, you know what? I never realized that it was this mishmash of other cultures created in Texas.
It's going to be nearly impossible to fill the holes left behind by these titans of the Austin community. Saldana says it's incumbent on younger Latinos in the city to learn the stories of people like Limon and Duran, people responsible for the progress and prosperity of Austin.
We cannot let the legacy and the work that was done by, you know, Mrs. Villaseñor, you know, John Limon, Rabbit Duran, and now.
Lonnie wants his Uncle Johnny to be remembered for one thing.
Kindness. He was a kind person. You know, he could be forceful with his opinion, especially when he was speaking on a topic that he was passionate about, be it Tejano music or be it affordable housing, but he was always kind.
Jose Velasquez said only one word will come to mind when he remembers Duran and Limon.
Corazón. You know, people say this all the time about folks that pass away, and it's become kind of cliche, but they really don't make them like that anymore, man. They really don't. And I hope that we take the best of everything that they taught us and are able to create a platform for the generation coming up behind us, because, you know, me, Paul, and Lonnie, we're not spring chickens anymore either, man.